Y tekrar. Okay, so we left off yesterday discussing the principles of Efshel Sochto, and then we realized that there was a very deep connection between Efshel Sochto and Chidush HaMaaseh Neveilah. The connection was so deep that the Ram said that they're actually identical to one another. And that posed a big problem because the Ram thought just stylistically in the Gemara, if they were so identical to one another, so why does the Gemara even almost like entertain the possibility of subscribing to one without the other? So what made the Ram believe that the two are so identical to one another? We throw back to our famous Hakirah Bas Bechalov as to what exactly the Issur Bas Bechalov is all about. Is the Issur Bas Bechalov, Nikra Al Shem, the Pasuk and the Bechalov? When the two are together, as long as they were combined together, their Chmishim, or whatever that means, as long as they were combined together, so that's Bas Bechalov, and that's a problem, or do I say no? But once it was this basha was basa b'chalav, even if the chalav is subsequently removed, some unbelievable moifetz you could pull off to get rid of all the chalav, so it may still remain be yisurah because basa, which is basha b'chalav, is also the other void, even if the chalav is removed. So the Ram said, that's the shadow, that's it. It's no brainer. The two issues are the same. If you hold one way, then Efshel Sochto is aser, Echnas Neveilah exists. If you hold the other way, then Efshel Sochto is mutter, Echnas Neveilah doesn't exist. So how can we even dream of separating between the two? That's the model that the Ram was searching for. So the Ram developed the following possibility at the very end of the Shia yesterday, which began to explain as follows. It could be that in the world of pure lamedus, Efshel Sochto is really mutter. You really truly, if you could really truly get out all the milk, then it really may be mutter. However, it's not practical. It's not really possible to do that. You're going to try, you're going to try, you're going to try. You don't really know you got it all out because our favorite term, universal distribution, may not be playing out. And it could be that the piece of meat that originally had that heavy-duty bleos, so that original heavy-duty bleos will never really be removed properly. And you're always going to have a little bit of shirayim of milk left behind. And therefore, although theoretically, Efshel Sochto Mutter, practically Efshel Sochto Asur. What do we do with that practical psak of Efshel Sochto Asur in that world, that make-believe world around that's about to cave in about 3 seconds from now? Well, how do we view the basar in such a world? So one could further raise the question, Chakir just had a child over here. Chakir was having grandchildren at this point. So how do we view this world of basar chalav, that the real Isser is Hashem, the Cholov, and I'm sorry, that the Isser is Hashem, the Basar, the Cholov together. If we theoretically could get out the Cholov, we'd be good. But the Maisa, we can't. And we can see that we can't. Once we can see that we can't, have we reformulated what Basar, the Cholov really is? Once we say that it's not practical to get out the challah, and we have to answer the basar, so then we're willing to call the basar the min treif. And therefore, for the purposes of chaticha na'aseh neveila, and the purposes of deciding whether it's called min demino or not, we're going to say, this is called min demino. When we have bleias of tam coming out of this basar b'challah, even though we know in our heart of hearts that the only reason why we're answering this is because of al shein b'challah, but L'maisli of Dasri. So we have to say Basar is Asr. So that's going to mean Chaticha Nasas Neveila. If that would be true, then we can almost subscribe to the impossible. Namely, Efshel Sochto Mutter, V'yafa B'chein, Chaticha Nasas Neveila. Because Efshel Sochto Mutter just means theoretically Mutter, but practically not. So since practically not, we now make believe in our lingo when we say that the Basar is Asr, because practically the Basar is Asr. And since the Basar is also the other board for practical considerations, it's now labeled as a min iser, and as a min iser, min bimino in a bottle, which is translated to min chitikin asis. So the Ram says it was that model that was behind the Gemara's question. When the Gemara goes, go back again now, back to the first of the Ramakomos, when the Gemara says that Umaikasava, a few lines at the bottom, first line comes. Ikasava Eshla Sochta Mutter. If you hold Eshla Sochta was Mutter, it could be Hatikha Asadavin. We could have made a case, Eshla Sochta Mutter, but since practically we can't get it out, therefore we have to declare the meat is also. If the meat is also, so that's Hatikha Asadavin. So it could be. It's Alzeh Hiksha Gemara. Come on, give me a break. If that's true, as for Softa Mutter, even though it's impractical, come on, am I chadikin as the Leila? Because since in the world of Lomdus, the Yisra is Mikvah Hashem, the Chol of Shebo, it's not really Mikvah Hashem of Vosha Shebo, even though practically you have to ask the piece of the blood. But since in Lomdus, Ikaron, it's an Yisra Chol of as well, the Vosha is not a Shtik Yisr, therefore, am I chadikin as the Leila? So the Ran opened up the window for us, that small, small window that just closed a second later, that could be Efshel Sochta Mutter, but Afa Pichein, we have to declare that the boss is a shtick yisr, and we could have conceived the Chedir Nas Nevela, and that thing was that, come on, it can't really be. We can read this out of belief. Rabbi say, we spent an awful lot of time to create this window that just collapsed, just self-destructed this model. Why do we spend so much time? Two reasons. First of all, because every line in the Gemara, every line in the Ran, every word is Kedesh Kedoshim. That's the most important reason. There's another reason. Because in passing, the Ran just opened up for us a very real concern that we never heard of. Namely, it could be that Efshel Sochto's Mutter, but it's not practical. You can't really do it. Because how do you ever know that the milk really came out totally? So the Ran just sold you a startling statement. The Ran just said, Efshel Sochto Mutter, but it can't be done. I don't have a problem with that, everybody said. I don't have a problem with that model that the Ran just set up. Efshel Sochto Mutter, it's going to be Mutter, it's okay, yeah, it's fine. But Lamai said also, what's wrong with that? Textually, what's wrong with that?
Efshel Sochto.
Means it's a bizarre way if I'm a run to talk. It's like, if you would call a rabbi and say, Rabbi, tell me, mutter or asur? The rabbi would say, oh, it's absolutely mutter, totally mutter, no shayla, it's mutter, but you can't do it anyway. You may find yourself looking for another rabbi. It means, how can the other one say, Efshel Sochto Mutter, and the rabbi said, oh, it's not really true, because there's this kibbutz. If there's really such a concern, so then how can you use the words Efshel Sochto Mutter? Then there's no machlokes anymore. If everybody agrees it's usur, why do I care whether it's usur b'toras lomdus because the basur is usur, or it's usur because of practical? I can't get them okay out. At the end of the day, every amora under the sun paskins it's usur. Why is it represented as a six-way machlokes amora? How can the amora mislead us so terribly? We say Efshel Sochto Mutter, but the mice is not mutter. So the Ran tried so hard to create this model of Efshel Sochto being mutter and still being usur. He was just guilty of overkill. But really us, then why did Gemara say mutter? So the Ran concludes that there must be a solution. There must be a way out within the Mandiyam Efshel Sochto Mutter. 99.9% of the time, it's going to be us because of practical concerns, but there's got to be a way out. It has to be one case under the sun that's going to be mutter, Lamaisa Mutter. And the Ran
really?
And searching and searching. How are you going to do that? How do you know? Again, if you hold Efshel Sochto Asur, that means that I don't care whether I get the milk out of it. Leo Novi tells me the milk's out. It's still Asur because the boss was the Yisr in the end of the game. But Efshel Sochto is Asur. But if you hold Efshel Sochto Mutter, because in Halacha you really could get the milk out just in the tears you can't, give me a case. So give me a case that even the Ram could see will be okay. Give me a case, if I say. Give me an Efshel Sochto Mutter, really, truly, honest to goodness.
Lach Balach.
What was the fear of the Ran? The fear of the Ran is that the milk didn't really spread out as well as we would have hoped out of this piece of meat. And therefore, just because you have shishim in the pot, that's not enough to say for certain that then this piece is
milk. Do you have a kfila for Tom?
Yeah, get a goy in here. Bring the goy back to the beginning of the parak. Have the non-Jewish chef come in and taste and say, I don't taste a drop of milk in here. What could be wrong with that? You know, we've been learning for 8 months. We forgot the kfeil. We left the kfeil back in September. We forgot kfeil exists. So the Rambam says, you're right. Efshu sochto mutter means if and when you use a kfeila, then it's going to be mutter. But if you don't want to use a kfeila and you want to rely on shishim, then the efshu sochto mutter people can say, sorry, practically you can't do that. So Rabbi say, the Ran salvages his model. That Eshla Sokhto Mutter doesn't mean Mutter Vagan, it doesn't mean Shishim. It means Kfeila, yeah, because then you know for a fact there's no time there. That's of any concern. But if you want to merely rely on Shishim, the numbers may be fooling you because of the lack of universal distribution.
Eddie. Yeah. Is Ron saying that we can never use shishim because we never know actually if it's shishim?
No, normally you can. You can use shishim, but you can't use shishim to be mocked at that piece itself because that piece which had a bli at first, you never know whether it spreads out evenly. That's the problem. So everybody say, what do we have here? Let's chazer for a second. What does that take now in Efshel Socha? What do we think? I have a piece of meat, a little bit of milk fell in, and I want to know, Tachlis, Rabbi, this piece of meat ended up in a huge pot, 1,000 times over. Can I eat the meat or not? So let's walk it through. Can I eat this piece of meat or not? So behold, Efshel Socha is Asur. You can't eat the meat with deraisa because it's Basu Chalav Mamish with deraisa. I don't need any Chol Shemo. It's Basu Shemesh Mamish with Chalav Asur Yomba with deraisa. Behold, Efshel Socha Mutter. Can I eat the meat? What's the answer going to the Ran? What's the answer to that question going to the Ran? Can I eat the meat if Efshel Socha is Mutter? According to the Ran, can I eat the meat? What's the answer? One answer. You do the taste test and pass, then okay. But simply shishim will not let you do it. If you deny the Ran, and you never heard of this new model of the Ran, you never heard of this new chashash of maybe there wasn't universal, you never heard of the new goodness of this Ran's issue. So then, the old Eshel Socha Mutter, what's the din? So then it's both based on either kfeila or what?
Shishim.
So we have three logical possibilities what to do now. When I have a milk falls through a piece of meat, the meat ends up subsequently b'shelgi, ends up in another huge spot, way, way more than shishim. What's my take? So if you hold Efshel Socha Asur, it's still Asur, in the Torah. If you hold Efshel Socha Mutter, if you accept the Ram, then failure will solve the problem, shishim won't. If you hold Efshel Socha Mutter, then it's Mutter Mamish. So then there's nothing to worry about. It's not a mutter, bein, b'kfeil, bein, b'shishim. Those are the three logical possibilities.
Rabbi, even the Ran doesn't accept the Ran. This is all the Ran saying what the Gemara thought. No, but
the Ran agrees that the chashash exists. He just holds that chashash doesn't turn it into a gufa isn't because of mimino and a bottom. The Ran never questions his mitzvahs. Okay?
The Ran doesn't think the Gemara is rejecting
his mitzvahs. No. The Ran never backed out from the mitzvahs. So Rabbi say, we have three logical possibilities. What a take is on this piece of meat that a drop of milk fell on. Rabbi said, does any of this matter the halacha? No, you know why? We don't care right now whether the Ran's right. It's irrelevant. You know why? Because we passed that Eshel Socha was what?
Yes, sir.
Also, end of discussion. Finished, we're done. So we may wonder, why are we spending so much time on this? Because as you do them before some, it was Machlokes Rishon about where does Eshel Socha and Chetichin Asnevela take us once we exit Basul B'Cholov and enter into the realm of Shari Surim. Let's substitute a piece of meat and a drop of milk. We'll call it a potato with a drop of chazer. Now what? What do we think about that? Do we think Eshel Socha also? Do we think Chetichin Asnevela? Do we say never heard of that outside of Basul B'Cholov? Who is that Machlokes between you by saying?
Rabbi Ephraim.
Back to the first week, back to the first day of Shia. So in the worldview of Rabbi Yerukam, who holds that Chetich Lasnevela Bishari Surim, we'll even go down to Ran's version that it's only the Rabbanu. We'll forget what Kibbeh and Tosis for a minute, right? The Ran's the simple conventional wisdom that the Chum with Rabbanu Gezeira Atu what? Atu Bas Mecholav. So whatever standards were used to paskin a Basul B'Cholov Shaila are going to be used to paskin a Shari Surim Shaila. So we who paskin unequivocally that Eshel Socha also with Basul B'Cholov, therefore Chetich Lasnevela with Basul B'Cholov, therefore Eshel Socha also with Shari Surim, and therefore that's not with Shari Surim. That's Rabbi Natan. So according to Rabbi Natan, any and every Shaila of whether milk falling on meat can throw to a big pot, or half the form that potatoes can throw to a big pot. The original meat is also, the original potato is also. The potato is also the other gezerah to basa b'chalav. So according to Rabbi Tam, Eshel Sochta doesn't mean anything to us. It's a mukar. What do you have to waste time figuring out what Eshel Sochta means? We don't pass like it anyway. They the basa b'chalav their eyes, and maybe shall assume their abundance. But according to Rabbi Ephraim, we're up for discussion. Because according to Rabbi Ephraim, once you cross the bridge into Shari Surim, there is no Chetichnas Nevel anymore. There is no Eshel Sochta Osir anymore. According to Rabbi Ephraim, by Shari Surim, Eshel Sochta is Mutter. So now it behooves us to ask us, what does that mean, Eshel Sochta Mutter? Does Eshel Sochta Mutter mean Mutter Legamrei? As long as either you pass the Goy test or Shishim test, it's mutter. What do I say? No. Forget about Eshel Sochta being osur for halachic reasons. Forget about Chetich Das as Nevela. I still have a problem. What's my problem? What problems do I have to overcome according to the world of the Ran? I can't just pass the Eshel Sochta mutter right away. What do I have to be Mevarer? Forget about the Lombus. Eshel Sochta and Lombus is mutter. But what? What's my problem, Rabbi Sai?
Shishim or in.
I got to figure out, do I have Tavanah? Do I have universal distribution? The same way, it's not a green line, it's a yellow one, the kosher yellow one. Huadinami, when you have a, Huadinami, when you have a, Huadinami, when you have a, Meshari Surim, when Eshel Sochta is Mutter, according to Ben Ephraim, Mutter. But wait, Mutter Lagamri and Lumdus doesn't mean Mutter Lagamri practically. Do I still have to reckon with this universal distribution story? So come, the Rishonim have machloikis about this very point. I'll leave it to Ben Ephraim. What would it then be according to Ben Ephraim? Is Eshel Sochta and Meshari Surim a green light? You can eat the potato? Well, no, you can't eat that potato. You have to get a goy to taste that potato for you, just to say shishim is not going to do the trick. That's a big machlokes rishon, big machlokes pasuk with it, Rabbeinu Ephraim. The good news for Ashkenazim is that it doesn't matter because we pasuk like Rabbeinu Tam, Rabba pasuk like Rabbeinu Tam, Mishari Surim. But according to the world of the Sfarim, the world of the Shulchan Aruch, so there are actually spheres in the Shulchan Aruch about this. One place the Shulchan Aruch is make, one place not, and the whole tumult later pasuk what the final word is. So this Ran that opened up this window, this new chashash, the Ran made up this, I've never heard of this chashash, that maybe Eshel Sochta is mutter, but still there's a Matzis problem. That new world in the Ran doesn't impact us the Maista, because we paskin did us the Bishari Surim and by Bas Bechav, everything's usher anyway. But within the world of the Shulchan Aruch and Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Ran becomes critical. Okay? But I say, we now move on to the next part of our sugya. The next part of our sugya is the heavy duty lomdus block. We had a little lomdus, a little bit of Matzias. I'll get back to the world of lomdus. If I'm not mistaken, we spoke about this on the very first day of Shir. Hard to believe. Back in August, back when we used to say Shir and Gluck, back when we used to always sitting together. Seems like another world. If I say the opening day of Shir, we introduced the principle of Chetich Das Nevela. And we said that in the Gemara itself, Chetich Das Nevela means, like our case, that's the case of Chetich Das Nevela, that we declare the basa to be a shtik yisur. Yisra dikra al-shem ha-basar also, not just the plea of the chalav al-shem ha-basar. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that min demino in a batel, it's not going to be batel. We can no longer hide behind chalav being batel into the pot. We have to reckon with basa being batel in the other basa. That's a non-starter according to Rabbi Yehuda. That is the only time the Gemara uses the phrase chalav. Who remembers the Ra'ivit Shita back from day one? First day of Shia. Put it back on the Rav Kodesh here. Who remembers the Ra'ivit Shita? The Ra'ivit, somewhere back here, near the Rav Kodesh. The Ra'ivit told us the Gevaldik Chiddush. Ra'ivit said, Chetich Nas Nevela only exists if you accept Rav Yehuda's Min B'Mir and Abatel. But if you don't accept the B'Mir and Abatel, there's no such entity called Chetich Das Nevela. The Pasha doesn't exist. There's no such thing. Not by Bas B'chol, not by Shari Surim. There's no such thing. finish. Just get another dozen off the ground, according to the non-regular of the people. And all the other Rishonim, Rambam, Rashba, Shukran, all the other Rishonim said, what are you talking about? Of course, Nichnas Nevela means something according to us. It doesn't mean min b'minu and about there. What does it mean? What's classic Nichnas Nevela according to us? Let's say a little bit of milk falls into a pot of meat. That chaticha falls into a huge pot. What does chaticha nas tevela mean according to non regular people or by say? You don't say min b'minu and about there, but what does it mean?
You need shishim against the chaticha.
You need shishim against the entire chaticha. Right? If you didn't accept chaticha nas tevela, then all you needed would be shishim connected to chalav. So chaticha nas tevela kicks in and says, you need shishim connected the entire chaticha. Chaticha nas tevela vis-a-vis the calculation of shishim. What's this day one of Shia? Who remembers? Thumbs up if you remember, first day of Shia. Right? A little bit, a long time, 10 months ago. Okay. Shia Shicha, almost every day is again, the Gemara's Chaticha Nas Tevela was only vis-a-vis Min B'mino. The rabbi said, Ad Kan Lo Yosef. There's no such thing as Chaticha Nas Tevela Lagabe within the world of the Rabbanim. It doesn't exist. There's no Chaticha Nas Tevela in the world of the Rabbanim. Zero. And therefore, you just follow Shishim Kedeh, the original milk, and call it a day. And the Rambam, really understood, said, what are you talking about? There is Chaticha Nas Tevela in the world of the Rabbanim. It changes radically the amount, changes the distance of the Shishim. If you didn't accept Chaticha Nas Tevela, then it would be enough to have Shishim Kedeh in the milk, and now you need Shishim Kedeh in the whole piece of meat. So Chaticha Nas Tevela is alive and well, even in the worldview of the Rabbanim. Rabbi says, they don't understand the Rabbanim. It's so arbitrary, right? What does Chaticha Nas Tevela have to do with the Machlokes? When did we ask the Kasha? That was the opening day of Shia's Kasha. No, did we ask this? Zach, remember this? Barak, day one, did we ask this Kasha? Did we answer it on day one? No, we
don't said think
we so. Definitely did not answer it on the first day of Shia. We said we talk about it at a later point. Everybody said, guess what? The later point has arrived. What in the world did the Rabbi mean? Sister Taylor. What did the Rabbi mean? He's saying such a thing. The Chaticha Nas Tevela only applies. The Rabbi, those who look to the comes from the eighth of the comes from the Rabbi. Rabbi says, there's no such thing as Chaticha Nas Tevela. Take a look at the first Rabbi, the eighth of the Rabbi comes. Because the Rabbi, I don't know what Shemana called Chaticha Nas Tevela, I don't know what the Machmin B'Mirlo, Rabban Amor. What? What's the, what? The same, what all Chaticha Nas Tevela means is that we view the Bosh as being lost. That's all it means. So in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, that means being a boss. In the world of Rabbi, it means you need a higher shishim, connected to all boss. What does that have to do with Chaticha Nas Tevela? So Rabbi said, comes Reb Chaim, those who have a chance to read it on the Rabbi comes along, Rabbi Chaim number 9, hopefully have a chance to read it at some point. Yeah. Comes Reb Chaim with the following breakthrough. Rabbi said, Chaticha Nas Tevela, Rabbi Yehuda, little milk falls out of the meat. We declare the meat to be osur. It's predicated efshel sochta osur. Means getting out the milk is not going to help you. That's chaticha nas tevela efshel sochta. Basically, just about the same or closely linked to one another. Basically, what efshel sochta slash chaticha nas tevela is telling me is that getting out the milk is not going to solve the problem. I want to ask one chakira such a thing. What's the nature of that din that getting out the milk is not going to solve the problem? Midaraisa. I can understand that one of two ways. I can understand why getting rid of the milk, even if I had Ruch HaKadosh and I had Tziat Dishmaya and I had my best physical labs out there and my best chemist out there, and I got every last iota, every last drop of mouth of milk out of the piece of meat, it still remains Bisuri on the void. Midaraisa. I can understand that in one of two ways. I can understand because basar b'cholov, in order to be a chatichas basar b'cholov, doesn't require cholov. It requires cholov to have been present at one point, like the Ram said. There has to have been a maisa bishul to this ari b'cholov at one point in history. But once that happens, as the Ram said, in one of its tadim, the way the Ram understood that, Basar b'cholov. Once there was cholov one time, that basar remains the issa basar b'cholov. And when I'm eating this piece of meat, minus the cholov, I am in full-blown violation of what it says in the Chumash Mosavashim in the cholov. I was the cholov, Rabbi. You don't understand. Lo sochel basar. It is basar b'chol. This is basar. It is basar. Last week, b'chol. You don't need chol for this basar b'chol to be chol. You need it to be chol. You don't need it to remain. Yes, remain b'chol. Don't throw basar b'chol. The same way that it was when the milk was there, it is now. Not an iota of change. This is basar. It is basar b'chol. I'm going to tell you. That's one way of understanding why the meat remains off the other way. Says your kind is another way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it is that the Yisra Basa B'cholov is over. When there's no milk, there's no Basa B'cholov. So why is that Shosach to us? Says your kind. There's a Din Yisurin. Once something is Nasar, it remains in the state of Yisur. We got to go. Yisurim are not talking to thin air. Once it was chalad and a shame, Yisur and this chaticha, nebuch, that Yisur is stuck. You're stuck with that Yisur. It's not going anywhere. Almost nothing can remove Yisur. The only thing can remove Yisur becomes nifsa mechir asadam. That's because once it's not oichel anymore, so then it's not the whole Yisur and now, okay. Or you can take an Yisur, it can be vat up a rope, and it'll be much, okay. Yisur, it does a cute. But short of the mechanisms that the Torah gives us to be matar Yisurim, Yisurim remain the Chol Tokfam until some halachic mechanism can remove that Yisur. So this chatich in front of me, once it was cooked, meat and milk together, it has milk in it. The removal of the milk is not a matar of the Yisur. And therefore the Yisur remains in its original state, but it's not really possible to call it. It's also, I didn't say motor. It's also the Torah. It's also the Torah al shein the Issa Harishai. But it's not fundamentally called Bas B'chalav right now. Very, not very briskeh hakiriyah. I'm looking at the meat, and Kuleyabal and Kuleyabal, there's no milk here. The Raj Matthias is not. Everyone, the milk is gone. There's no milk, not an ounce, not a molecule of milk. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to me, it's also the Torah to eat. What's the nature of the system? Is this called the Chefzah from Basa B'cholov? And it's also because Al Zen Nema B'Teira L'Seichel Basa B'cholov, because it's Basa Shin is Basa B'cholov. But they say, no, this is not called L'Seichel Basa B'cholov. It can't be called L'Seichel Basa B'cholov. Because it's no Cholov anymore. Basa B'cholov has that Cholov present. Why is it Aser? Because Nebuch, there's a quirk in Torah that says one thing is Aser, and Aser to prove until it changed. And we can't do anything about it. Sorry, you're stuck with the. I don't really mean chazak or mikara. I can walk over to the side of the house and point to the wall to buy some. You gotta mean that. You know what I mean? Means the answer, once this is there, it's there. Then we can't do that. Sorry, hands are tied. Tactical reasons. We can't be mad at the system, so to speak. That's what chayim chakim. The end of the
day. It's not basar b'cholov.
It's usher to eat because there was an Issa Basa B'chol that was chalam at one time that has never been, never officially halakhically been removed.
But isn't that the same as the meat?
Which means that it's still Basa B'cholov.
Whatever you want to call it. But the reason why, there was no reason to say that's called Basa B'cholov. You know, the reason why you have to ask it is because once it was usher, it's Yerushalayim, it cannot be removed. It's a very, very long paragraph. But that's why it's usher. The other way with the reason why it's also is the first time of years, it's also because this is called B'chol finish. Okay? Man after Nino Ludina. Put it on the back burner. Raise another question for you, guys. Okay, I have two more questions to raise. We finish all the questions, we'll be able to figure out. In the world of Rebbe, let's go back to the world of Rebbe for a minute. Okay. So I have a little bit of trade for chicken soup falls into my tremendous, humongous pot of kosher chicken soup. So my initial reaction is, right, we'll have this, right? Great, right, right, very big. I said, no, is that the great? And then I run into a brick wall. You know what the brick wall's called? Pashat Achri Mois. That paradigm of soy. The Rabbi Huda's understanding, his hailed understanding of that paradigm of soy is such that I can't eat the chicken soup. I have rov, sorry. Tara part of myself also rov, sorry. Yesh lach, or they say. Yeah, so many hakir, it's like the fourth hakir of the sugya. Yesh lach, or this is there's a cause of a quote of Yehuda, that even though you have rov, sorry, you still can't eat it. Name the hakir, but it's anu. Who's going to tell me hakir? Give me a hakir. How do you understand that? The one in that rope and the other in the terrorist jumping rope. What's the Ishlach for? When the terrorist bechadish to me that I can't eat the shikha soup in the worldview of Rabbi Huda, is the terrorist saying to me, the original Isser is b'chol tokfa. Means eating any drop of this pot is tantamount to eating a spoonful of chicken soup. You are eating trifchins because mitbamino in a bottle is basically trumping rove. It's as if pashas mishpatim doesn't exist. And if pashas mishpatim doesn't exist, this is a minia of bitl barayv. This is a minia. This is a paisel. This is a pagan that did a bitl barayv. So the rove was never said b'chi agav, no? So man, was blind with the original listener. So eating part of the chicken soup is eating trimmed chicken soup. Imagine a world without the pulver rove. I would have said, Rabbi, can I eat the chicken soup? No, because every drop you're taking, you can have a molecule of trimmed chicken soup. Chatz shas b'tayra. You can't eat this chicken soup in a tayra. So post Ashlach Nemos, Ash Mishpatim doesn't exist. So you're violating the original list, so you're eating trimmed chicken soup. Is that the pshat? What do I say now? Rove is gewaldic. Rove tells me the trait of chicken soup doesn't exist anymore. And Rove even speaks by the meaning. Rove is gewaldic. But so sorry, the Torah says. There's a new issue here. You know what the new issue is called? The case of the Domino, we're not going to give you the green light. You're not allowed to eat this chicken soup. Is this trait for chicken soup that you're eating? What kind of tray for chicken soup is this? The tray for chicken soup is bottom of the rope. The Torah is superimposing a new issue. The new issue is whatever you have, but we know we're going to slap it with a new prohibition. The new issue is called, I don't even know how to formulate it. It's such a long-winded issue. You're not allowed to eat a pot that has tray for chicken soup that one time existed, that is now bottom of the rope, but still the Torah says that don't eat this. But is this called eating tray for chicken soup? No. So this is a very darkistic hakira, longest hakira. What's the nature of the din in the world of Rabbi Yehuda of mimbamino and abato? Is mimbamino and abato mean that the whole bittul is gone, goodbye? Parshat Hamos trumps everything, and now Yechazim Yisurikama, in effect. Well, you know, Yisurikama is gone. Now I have to recommend a new problem. The new problem is that mimbamino and abato, now what is it? But am I, is that tantamount eating the original listen? No. What is this almost smack of Rabbi? I said almost under my breath, but I've been meaning it. This is like very similar to like Hadal Yisra Kam. Remember that? Rabbi Natan, who remembers? Back to Tam Kiko, who remembers?
Right, then.
The Remir Linz, remember, right? The Remir Linz and then Rabbi Natan, Hadal Yisra Kam rings a bell. So, Zabdim Chayim Yeshlach, but what's the nature of the din? By the Rabbi Natan? Is it the original Isser called Tokfo? Or is the original Isser kind of been watered down, kind of non-existent, and that's a new Isser of the day? If I say, can we ask the identical Chakira when it comes to Tam Kippur? The same way in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, we identified the following. We had a Dara Asser. It should have become Bottle Barok. But something's holding it back. So the world of Rabbi Yehuda, Mimimimimim, was holding it back, and the world of the Rabbanon, Tamkik is all, it's different tarots, one's Mimshimina, Mimshimina, Mina. But in the tarots of Mimshimina, Mina, now instead of the tray for chicken soup in the kosher chicken soup, the tray for chicken soup, potato soup, I could raise the identical hakira in the realm of Tamkik. A little bit of tray for chicken soup falls with a big pot of potato soup. So do I say that? Sorry. Tamkik says, sorry. Bittle doesn't work. Sorry, child, there's no bittle. If there's no bittle, then what? Then eating potato soup with tray for chicken soup is eating tray for chicken soup. But I say, no. Bittul Rav is gewaldig. Nothing impacted on Bittul Rav. Bittul Rav is wonderful. It's bottom of the Rav. And it should have been mutter. And now the Torah smacks me with a what? The Torah slaps me with what? With the newest. What's the newest called? Tongue kicker. I'm not eating turf chicken soup. That is just long gone. I'm eating a tab of turf chicken soup. Just as I can call it Bermuda. I'm not really eating turf chicken soup. I'm eating amino of turf chicken soup. Amino is vata, but I'm still not allowed to eat it. And so whenever you have these very, very similar kinds of models, started as an isser, the baseline was isser. Bittle, a robe exists that should have solved the world's problems. Around the house should have solved the world's problems. And now the Torah is holding back. No. Don't follow rope so fast. There's an impediment to rope. Either the impediment is the mabino in the bottle, or the impediment is Tom Kinker, or there's some kind of impediment to rope. How do we understand these impediments to rope? Are the impediments to rope that they unravel the entire rope and they chazli sur kama? Or is the impediment to rope mean, yeah, your rope time is good, but the Torah slaps you with a new chiddush? That one I'm afraid we want to use nice terminology for other students. Kalhan is new, it's a quote. This is called Mimir. The bottom, this is called Tanqiga. You name it, call it Elmo, call whatever you want to call it, but don't call it the original Messiah. Shreb Chaim raises both to those Hakiras to give me both of these topics. I'll tell you a secret, says Shreb Chaim. The answer to this question need not be the same. It doesn't have to be identical for both questions. Rav Yudah's model of Bimimino may be one way, and the Rabbanah's model of Tanqiq may be something different. Can anyone begin to see why these Chakiras are critical in addressing the Ravid? Can anyone begin to sense why these Chakiras are critical for understanding the Ravid? The Ravid basically told us that Efshel Sochto only applies in the world of Rav Yudah's Bimimino, but it doesn't apply in the Rabbanan's world of Tom Kiker, right? So when it came to asking something based on the meter in a bottle, then Efrat Sokol rears its head. When it comes to cheshbonim, whether you have Tom or not, how do you calculate Shishim, forget about Efrat Sokol. It doesn't bother you. Anyone know why that should make a difference? Anyone see where these Chakiras are taking us now? Remember we had multiple Chakiras here. We had Chakir number one was, what is Eshel? Rav Chaim brought us three Chakirs in one shot. By the world's record, most Chakirs in one piece of Rav Chaim. He raised the question, what the nature of Eshel Sochto is. Does Eshel Sochto mean that the original Isser is here? And we just stuck with that original Isser? Remember again, it's Chaz verse 7. Rav Chaim said that, does Eshel Sochto mean that it's still called, this is Bas B'Cholot? This is a real full-fledged Bas B'Cholot? Or this is not a full-fledged Bas B'Cholot? This is just a remnant of a previous system that we can't, we have nothing to do, we have no way to remove it. Our hands are tied. And therefore, Nebuch was stuck with the status quo. That was Reb Chaim's Chakira. Chakira number two was, in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, Min B'Mino in a Batel, really, truly means the original listener is here? Or there's a new fan of the listener on the table? And the world of Tom Geeker, is the original listener really here? Or is there a new fan of this around the table? Those are the three Chakiras you have to think of. Anyone connect the dots yet? Hands up if anyone sees where we're going, where our plan's going. Barak, half a hand, I know.
Yeah, half. Maybe. I have an idea.
You got a quarter of a hand up there? Nobody? Okay, everybody said you got to think about it a lot more. Dr. Berman, you got some thoughts on the three Chakiras merging to fuse into one? Okay, think it through a little bit till tomorrow, and those who have a chance to read to the Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim does not need my approval, but it's one of a fundamentally so that you sell this Reb Chaim, how he takes three different Chakiras and he combines them all together for one purpose, to explain the Shita Sarayim. Hopefully, Hashem will continue the Chalomdus part of the Sugya. And then tomorrow, hopefully, Hashem, we're going to take this into the Halacha Maisa. Up till now, this is Laila Alumdus. I told you that a lot of the June Shiur are going to be some Halacha Maisa angles of Bas B'Cholom also. We're about to enter. As soon as we get out of Shur Chaim, I will take us to finish Shur Chaim. Once we finish Shur Chaim, then we're in the world of La Maisa, practical Bas B'Cholom 101, which is going to emanate from all the things that we've been talking about, and then moving on to the next Sugya. which is going to become you're a day of 101 and 102. That's a very, very real lemaise. But again, we have to, as we've shown time and time again this year and many other years, you have to understand the lomdus, understand where we're going in terms of the structure. You have to understand lahavdil, you have to understand the lab first. If it works in the laboratory, then we can take it to the hospital, right, Dr. Berman? If it doesn't work in the laboratory, so we don't want to give a vaccine in the hospital if it doesn't work in the lab. Am I right? Good muscle? Okay, good. So we got to make sure the lumbus works in the lab first. The lab is the world of lumbus. Shacharuf is the world of the hospital. We'll get there. Okay, let's move into a little bit, just a little bit of drush.